The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to the Seahawkers podcast from the Podium Edition. I'm Brandon Schultz. On today's show, we're going to hear from head coach Pete Carroll. It's the first time we've heard from Pete in about a week as he announced the Seahawks team captains for the 2022 season.
Hey, today we selected captains and our guys, you know, vote for that and choose those. Tyler Lockett's going to be the captain on offense. Beautiful recognition for a guy that's always been a leader in this program and always been at the front of it. And he's got the wisdom, and they recognize it, and they really listen to him. On defense, Quandre Diggs. Guy that's been a leader in this program, again, same thing, you know, been part of it, big voice, big character, terrific football player that guys really look up to. And then speaking, look up to in a big way, Al Woods up front, really just brings all the voice in the stature and the work habits and the ethic that you want, you know, to lead. And so it's great choices there. And we return Nick Ballore on special teams. Just an obvious pick. He's just everything to everybody, and play making, play style, mentality, all of that. So really, really nice job of guys figuring it out and picking those guys.
Tyler Lockett replaces Russell Wilson as the offensive captain. Here's what Pete had to say about the process of game planning for his former quarterback.
Well, I hope I do a really good job. You know, I do have as much information as you could have. You know, I've never probably known a player any closer than knowing Russ and his quarterbacking and his play and mentality and all of that. You know, he knows me too. You know, he knows us. So we'll see what happens.
The Seahawks will also have some players going up against their former team on Monday. Carroll says he plans to speak with them on properly handling their emotions.
It's absolutely on the docket. Yeah. Same for all the obvious reasons. You know, sometimes guys can carry whatever, you know, some of the history and you know, at times it can fuel guys well, but not knowing that, I want us to take it like it's, you know, the next opponent as best we can so the guys can perform like they're capable and not get distracted. Any distractions affect your play. And so we don't need anything that's not going to help us.
Regardless of whether or not one is going up against their former team, though, the hype for the opener is palpable.
I like this game, this matchup, and this challenge for us to make sure that we understand the principles and how you deal with it so that this game isn't any different than any other game. But yet it's the biggest game we'll ever play. It's the only one we got. And so it is championship game time. And the setting will be that. The players will feel that and sense that with all of the, you know, the build up to the game and the Monday night and the whole thing. And we need to deal with it really well and handle it really well. That means that we play like we're capable. And that's a lot harder than it seems. And we've counted on a consistency in these settings for a long time. And I'm, you know, one of the things that helps us is I think our mentality and guys know how to handle it and they'll deal with it well. We'll see. You know, this is a great challenge. They got the same challenge we got. We got to do it better than them.
Pete cut off some of the usual injury update questions, holding a lot of those injury updates for later in the week. But we did hear that Sidney Jones is back in practice after his concussion. And the other injury update from Carroll is that Ken Walker's status for the opener is uncertain.
He was working some today. He's running and he's catching some balls and doing stuff. We'll see what happens. This is an injury that's kind of unpredictable in the recovery and all that. He's doing pretty well, though. He's got to be able to tolerate it. And fortunately, we're playing Monday nights. We get an extra day and all that, and we'll see.
Let's wrap things up with what Pete had to say about the rather dismal expectations the national media has for this team.
I don't feel like that at all. I mean, I don't feel like any part of any of that is what's true, other than the fact that that's what people think, you know. So I'm not in that business now. I'm in the business of helping these guys get ready to play. And with all of the work that we do and all of the mentality and the culture and the environment that we're in, We've been averaging 10 wins a year for the last 20 something years, you know. You think I could think anything different than that? I don't see any reason my expectations should change at all. I don't care what anybody says. People have been saying stuff about teams for years, you know. They don't know. They just, you know, they're just guessing at this point. And then we go and prove it. And we see where we are. And then we battle for whatever. Win a big game in the opener, or struggle and not win a big game in the opener. You got to come back and get going again and get back on track regardless. So we're preparing. It's championship game time. I'm not changing any of that thinking or any of the mentality that it takes to perform in this setting. And I'm hoping that it'll help our guys.
That's going to do it for today's show. Thanks to Wilson Kahn for helping to produce this episode. Follow him out on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. And you can follow me out on Twitter at SeahawkersPod. If you're listening on YouTube, or if you haven't yet subscribed via YouTube, you can go there, hit the notification bell, subscribe to the show. That way you can get the notifications when we do our live shows there. We're right around 80 people away from hitting 2,000 subscribers there. So if you could give us a follow there, it would really help us out get over that 2,000 number mark, kind of goal for us. Also, if you haven't yet tuned in, check out Seahawkers Podcast episode 382. We are previewing the matchup between the Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. What can we expect in this matchup coming up? And has Russell Wilson really upgraded his situation by going to Denver? We explore that and more on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back later this week with some PNW prop stars, some Seahawks what if, and more. It's all coming up right here. Until next time, go Hawks.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen ed provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.